Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus, for a wonderful week and filled with the Word of God, filled with your very presence, filled with the saints loving their Father, and filled with the joy of the Lord. Amen. I pray that's been a wonderful week for you as it draws to a close. And as we draw a close to this month, you know, next month is November. Yes, next month is November. It's almost winter. That's right. However, the Lord is with us regardless of the season, the day, the month, or the year. And we're so happy that you could join us this evening. A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. This is Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. And all of you are here. And we want to welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We invite you to join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. That is after you sign in. Click guest. Place in your name or your handle, whichever that is, and you'll come to the page where you can, at the bottom of the page, you can say hello to everyone. You can greet everyone, and they'll say hello back to you. Amen? As the broadcast continues, you'll notice that the scriptures are being placed in the chat room to bless you. We encourage you to take down the scriptures, to look them up yourself, to come to understand what God is saying, and to recast the broadcast, because on the second and third recast, you'll hear more of what God had to say than what you picked up the first time. Amen? Amen. We broadcast every Wednesday and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that happens to be where you are in the world. And on Sundays, we meet here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. And we invite you to join us then. Amen? So, saints, God bless you. I know that the warfare is here, but we know what to do about warfare. That's right. We return to sender in Jesus' name. Now, saints, I want to bring to your attention that this afternoon I posted several announcements or articles, however you want to term that, into the MIC radio chat. It will be needful for you to scroll up to get each of them. I think it was at least three. And they tell of victories that we have received as a result of our prayers, you see? When Brother Marshall leads us before the throne in intercession, God is listening, and he's receiving our prayer, and the answers are coming. So I want you to be aware that God is not ignoring us, that he is indeed answering our intercession. So those articles are posted so that you can know what you need to know. Amen? So that you can know what you need to know. Amen. Also, during that time, that portion of the broadcast, we need to be giving our full attention to prayer, to intercession, because what we do actually changes what happens in the world. That's right. When we come to intercession, when we pray, you know, we post that information in the chat room for you so that you can read it. And you can understand what our focus is in prayer for that service. So you can come into agreement, because it matters. Our agreement does matter. Our agreement in GPR matters. You know, we have trolls that come up trolling the website, looking in to see what we're praying and what we're saying, as if they could do something to stop the power of God, but they cannot. They cannot stop God's power. They cannot. But they still come up. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for all the trolls that came to be nosy, that came to spy on us, that came to attempt sabotage, we return their efforts back to them. We return their efforts back to them in Jesus' name. And we ask for the judgment of the righteous judge in Jesus' name. We ask for the righteous judgment of the righteous judge to be executed in Jesus' name. So we know that the Lord is on our side, saints. And Jesus isn't playing around. He's no one to be trifled with. And I would suggest that anybody that dies on the cross for the sins of the whole world and rises from the dead and is seated at the right hand of God, that you not mess with them. That's just not the one you really want to mess with. But there's some people that don't quite have it yet, but they're going to get it. Yes, they are. Also, I have an announcement that I'll be making on Sunday. So be prepared to pay attention to get the announcement on Sunday, because I may not be making it more than once after that. Amen? Amen. Amen. So don't forget sometime tonight or tomorrow to scroll up and see what those FYIs are. Some of you might have to open up a page maybe in your email and put those links in an email to yourself so you don't forget. If that's what you need to do, I would suggest that you do. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. So, what is the announcement? Well, that comes on Sunday. Today is Friday. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for your grace. And, Father, you say in your word, if we obey and serve you, we will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. That's what you promise us, Father. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The Bible says, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. The Bible says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Bible says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. So, Father, we want to thank you for your word and your promises to us, because your promises are to us. They are infallible, and they do not change. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ over each one. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels around us. We thank you for your praising angels. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your very presence in our midst, because the word declares that where two or three of us are gathered together in your name, there you are in our midst. You're here with us. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We want to thank you for the armor of God that we're wearing. We want to thank you, Lord, for teaching us what to do with it. That it's not just fashion. No, Lord. It has a function. And it's not just to cover us. It's for us to do warfare. So we give you praise, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bow ourselves before you. We humble ourselves before you. And we thank you for the grace that you've bestowed upon us and upon this ministry, Father, in Jesus' name. We bring before you these scriptures, Father, and we ask you, Father, to prosper us as our souls prosper. The Bible says that you desire for us to be in health and to prosper as our souls prosper. So, Father, we've come to you tonight, depending upon your word, depending upon who you really are, who the word reveals you to be. And we want to thank you for your promise. We ask you to walk each of us into it. We ask you to bring forth its manifestation in our lives. We ask you, Father, to deliver us from anything that is hindering fullness to the fullness of our inheritance in Jesus' name. We thank you for fullness, Lord. Not a trickle, not a drop, but fullness. Jesus died completely for us. He fulfilled the fullness of your requirement. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the fullness of our inheritance in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the fullness of prosperity in your holy people. And we thank you for your love for us, for your caring for us. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. And the Bible says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. We thank you, Lord, that you're the one that teaches us to profit, and you lead us by the way that we should go. So, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the prosperity that you are bringing into our lives even now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up to you Sister Christine White. And, Lord, I believe she's in her 90s. Let me see how old she is. I believe that she's in her 90s, Lord. And she's had an attack of the enemy. She's had an attack by the enemy. And he decided that she needed a stroke. Well, we decide that's not what she needs because that's not what the word says. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, that stroke, we bind it and every part of it, every component of it, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ because that's not your will for her life. So we send that back wherever it came from in Jesus' name, and we loose her from it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we loose her from it and all of its side effects in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in Jesus' name. Lord, she's been faithful to you through her lifetime. She's in her 90s. And Lord, she believes you. She knows that you're her healer. She's looking to you to heal her. So, Father, we ask that you strengthen her faith and that you strengthen the faith of her family members, that they will come together in agreement at your throne and believe you for the miracle that you desire to do. You see, we must believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So, Father, we join our faith with them, and we declare that she is healed in Jesus' name. We declare that she is healed in the name of Jesus. We declare that she is healed by the blood stripes of Jesus Christ because you are the Lord, her God, who heals her. We thank you, Father, for the miraculous outcome. We thank you, Lord, that she will be set free just as the woman who'd been bowed down with that spirit of infirmity. And Jesus set her free in church. We ask you, Lord, to go to her in her home where she is. We ask you to go to her wherever she is, Lord, where her children are attending to her in prayers and faith and love, and raise her up off her sickbed, Lord, and make her every whit whole. Runga tara brusha de diosa tara broca le diosa de brusha de diosa runga de brisha le diosa de braca le diosa de brisha de diosa riki bisha tara broha le dia ha e mama mama mama. We remit her sins and the sins of our ancestors in Jesus' name, and we cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, yoke, net, orca, garland, erusuto da brica de diosuto da brihele de diosuta. We bind every spirit that was transferred in. We declare that only the hand selected of the Lord can minister to her in Jesus' name. And that no weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that is risen against her in judgment, we condemn it now in Jesus' name. We bind all those words spoken by the medical community and the insurance community and this community and the doubtful community and the fearful community and every community that is not in agreement with Jesus Christ. We bind those tongues right now in the name of Jesus, and we collapse those words. Woo! We strip them of their power in Jesus' name. We put them beneath the feet of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for establishing the truth of your word in her body. In Jesus' name. Oh, la 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 yasta. Yarisa la de dios suru kuhri kisa. Yarigi de la brosha la de dia. Amen. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, saints, when you've lived a righteous life and you've allowed your spouse to go in the ministry that God gave your spouse to do, you supported them, you helped them, you did everything you could as a pastor's wife, when you raised your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, when you've lived a holy life, what do you have to fear? Amen? What do you have to fear? Amen? The Bible says in Proverbs 31 that this woman is praised. This kind of woman is praised. Stuff you see in Hollywood. No, not that. This kind of woman, she shall be praised. Amen? So we fully know that the Lord is healing her and that her miracle has already arrived in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want, that you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus our Lord, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So that all those imaginations that say we can't do what you're telling us to do, Lord, and we bring each one of those thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. All of those feelings and all of those thoughts that tell us that we can't do what you're telling us to do and that we're not going to receive the outcome that you have promised us, we bind those voices in Jesus' name. We bind those feelings. We bind those thoughts. And we bring them captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we give our trust to you. We put our faith, our hope, and our confidence in you and your holy word, knowing that you cannot lie and that you will bring to fruition every promise that you have given us, because it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you that it's the truth. We thank you that we can rely on it and depend on it and base our lives upon it, Lord, because it's from the holy God, the holy God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Yes, we worship you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of the underlings, all timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, demonic assignments, and satanic agendas against the righteous. And we send them back right where they came from. We send them back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement, the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, his demons, and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic technology and digital demons and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and their particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we forbid it to have any effect over us or our families in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the demons. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep yet again. And we thank you, Father, for every attack, especially the ones during this season, Father, being returned where they came from according to the covenant. We thank you for your righteous judgment and the execution thereof, attending them as well, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you give us freedom and deliverance from all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks. We send the attacks of the sex devils back where the sex devils came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your judgment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bind all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence spirits, smart dust spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. And we return all these attacks to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We return all these attacks to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all microwave frequency weapons and all 5G and all component weapons in Jesus' name. and we return their evil where it comes from. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, European, American, Canadian, African, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic and white magic, voodoo and hoodoo in Jesus' holy name. And we send all those attacks back in the name of Jesus Christ. We send all of those attacks back in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind alopecia. In Jesus' name, every order, form, type, and rank of alopecia, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it back where it came from. It is not of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go back in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you release your healing virtue in that area of our lives in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We humble ourselves before you, Father, under the mighty hand of in Jesus' holy name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. And we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. And we already that in certain parts of the world, Lord, that corruption is intent. Father, we ask you to destroy its mooring in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to destroy the very moorings of Belial and corruption in Jesus' name. Uprooting the moorings in the name of Jesus. And the establishment of holy righteousness in its place. In Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. All satanic ritual abuse, devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications, we bind every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders, webs, frogs that have been showing up, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts logic, science, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. We will not receive it. We reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, defile, corrupt, divide, confound, undermine, despise, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool, the anger of the fool, and the words of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, religious false religions, numerology, horoscopes, spirits, and the works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe in fantasy, the illegal use of the imagination, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits, territorial devils and practices. We bind in Jesus' name and chain with eternal chains under darkness. We bind lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you and chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind Leviathan, the king of pride, and all of his underlings and agents in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip you of your kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ, and we place it under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We break your death rolls. We break your death rolls. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over the water spirits, over the demons that lead toddlers and little children to bodies of water to be drowned, that they might be sacrifices. Lord, release your wrath on all such spirits in Jesus' name. Every spirit that would lead somebody to be drowned, that would lead somebody to commit suicide, Father, release your wrath against those spirits in Jesus' name. We bind up the blood sacrifice in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name, especially against our membership in the name of Jesus Christ. And we returned the rewards of their evil labor back upon their own pate in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon, and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, fireball, poisons, voodoo pins, and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources in Jesus' name. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, prayer, item. All powers work through the Masonic order in Jesus' name, and we return them from whence they came. In Jarugosa that I'm not. Runga de Debrecha that Abreca de Dia. Runga de Abrasha that I do Sunday de Brica de Dion de Debrica. Sunday de Brica that Abraca Babasha that Abreca de Dio. Ruca that Abrecha that I do Sunday de Brica de Dio Sunday de Bra. Rigi sin de Abrusha that I did de Abraca ba. Urigete de Brescia that Abruza de Diasta that Abreca de Dia. Runga de Brescia that I do Sunday de Brica de Dio Sunday de Brisha de Dia. We stop them in their tracks in Jesus' name. Rusha. Father, release your warring angels against them in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. You lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. For this we thank you and we give you praise. We cover ourselves, all of our property, and the roads and highways that we take. With the blood of Jesus, we take authority over all the demons that come in the night through bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, thing or anyone trying to get into our dreams. We block them in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject them in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command them to stay away in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for giant warrior angels to protect us and our property as we sleep through the night and day. And we thank you for the firewall of protection around us. We give you praise, Lord. All those water spirits that have attacked us in the night, attacked us while we tried to rest, attacked us all throughout the day, we send them back with the fire of God attached in Jesus' name. We send them back. Every sex dream, every sexual attack, every water spirit, we dry you up now. You may not use our body fluids in the name of Jesus Christ. You may not use any of our body fluids. In Jesus' name, we forbid you. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every demonic owl with the sword of the Spirit, we decapitate it, and we pluck all of its feathers in the name of Jesus Christ and burn them in Jesus' holy name. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, everything sent to us from the demonic realm. We send it right back in Jesus' holy name. With the sword of the Spirit, we circumcise from ourselves. every ungodly silver cord, ley line, soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, oath, consent, garland, vow, pledge, pact, leagues, and any form, type, order, and rank of agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy all the protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, and all of those working in the Masonic order, in Jesus' name. We break and destroy the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, fetishes, charms, spells. We cut ourselves free, Father, and loose ourselves from every relationship that is a demonic trap for us in Jesus' name. Connections that are only a trap of the devil. And so for our children in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Bruka da brisha da brika le Dios soto. Risa da brika de esha bababa. Yarra kahale le Dios sotara. Ruko to da brika de de. We encapsulate our children in the blood of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every psychic prayer, psychic thought, all psychic powers, psychic warfare in Jesus' name. We return it to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it right back wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. We send back all death spirits, all bewitchments, all potions, all jinxes, all mind control, all magic, voodoo, and sorcery. We send back all torment, pain, sickness, and destruction in Jesus' name. We send back all psychic powers and psychic warfare. We send back all incense and candle burnings. We send back all chanting, ungodly blessings and incantations. We send back all root work, crystals, and hoodoo. We send back all tribal rituals and their sins in Jesus' name. We send back all demonic activities sent toward us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. And we forbid them to continue their attacks in Jesus' name. We send back every demon that has followed us, sent to us, transferred to us, and we send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ and all of your reinforcements in Jesus' name. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, Father. We forgive everyone who ought to be forgiven in Jesus' name. We send back spirits of blindness, spirits of bondage, spirits of heaviness, spirits of fear, and spirits of hate. We send back every yoke. We send back every yoke in Jesus' name. Every army marching against us, we turn them against themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare civil war in their midst in Jesus' name. We declare civil war in their midst in Jesus' name. We declare civil war in their midst. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We send every migraine back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Physical attacks against our bodies, we return wherever it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Attacks against our finances, we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. Attacks against our communications,
that we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We mute, muzzle, and gag all the voices of the stranger in Jesus' name. Any attack from any quarter for any reason under any circumstance, we send it back from whence it came in the name of Jesus according to the covenant. In Jesus' holy name. Raka de Brisha de Abrika de Dio Sunda, Brikis de Abri, Raka de Brisha de Abraka de Dio Sunda. We worship you, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Every choking devil is bad. Stifling spirits, you're bound. Ring de abruja de diduso de abrica de diduso de abraca de didia. Yerbusha de abrosha de didia de abroca de didia. Satarabro. Rid de abraca le didios and the brisha de brusha de abri. Yerriki de abrosha de dias and the brisha de abrica de didioso de abri. Yerrikisa de didioso de amara. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your intercession. Thank you, Lord. Erisita abrike. Isha baba baba kusha de abri. Isha da re dio sutra brike de di asa. Yarra da re dio sundri brisha de re dio sutra bri. Yarri kete re brusha tra brike de re dio sutra brike de re. Yarra kete re brisha tra bra. Lord, suffer not a witch to live in Jesus' name. Father, suffer not a witch to live in Jesus' name. Hey, shururu kasa. Runda re brike le le dio ndarri gi be 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 shurra da dio sundra bra. Not a witch, not a warlock, not a sorcerer, not a worker of divination. Not a wizard, not a warlock. Amen. So be it in Jesus' name. Well, saints, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Our featured psalm for tonight's worship service is Psalm 35. Amen. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 27 through 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 27 through 28. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And our featured ebook that's available from our website is Secrets of the New Life. Amen. Good book for everyone to read. Amen. In Jesus' holy name. Well, saints, tonight the Lord's going to talk to us about transformation. Transformation. Yes. Change, it is come to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. That's the truth. That is the truth. Saints, those of you who missed the previous message on Wednesday night are advised to recast.
are advised to recast. Yes, recast. As tonight's message is that message's continuation. So, yes, this sermon is a continuation of Wednesday's message. Amen? So, if you didn't get to take notes on Wednesday, you need to go back and recast and take notes and then continue on with this message because they go together. Amen? Amen. So, on Wednesday, we discovered that Jesus Christ had a remarkable relationship with his Heavenly Father. We learned that Jesus did not do anything by and of himself. Amen? He didn't do anything by and of himself. He only did and said the things that the Father revealed for him to say and do. So Jesus must have been awfully obedient. Are any of us that obedient? So since Jesus moved to a level of obedience that no one else did, the works that the Father did through Jesus were proof and tangible evidence that Jesus is God's Son and were the outworking of the Heavenly Father's indwelling presence in Jesus. You see, obedience has its benefits, saints. It has a lot of benefits, as a matter of fact. A lot of benefits. Amen. And in John chapter 10, the Gospel of John in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, John chapter 10, beginning with verse 37, Jesus Christ himself says, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." So you see, the very miracles that Jesus Christ did, all those wonderful things, walking on water, all of it, was proof that the Father was in him and that he was in the Father, and so he should be believed. He should be believed. Amen. The Father's indwelling presence in Jesus. We need to get a grasp of that. We need to come to a realization and a revelation of the indwelling presence of the Father in Jesus Christ. So, saints, this is the very same kind of relationship that we must have with the Father in order to be changed into the image of Christ. You know, on our last fast, we were fellowshipping with the Father. And I pray that you continued what we began during the fast because it's crucial. It's crucial to your development as a believer. It wasn't a one-time situation. It was more of a stimulus. So if you dropped off of that, you might want to go back and repent of dropping that and come forward in Jesus' name. So, saints, we've been turning from our wicked ways. That's what we've been doing. The Lord's had us on a serious course of turning. Turning from our wicked ways. Amen. So, some of us have been doing it. Some of us have sort of done it. Some of us stopped doing it. Some of us still doing it. So, if you stop, you need to go back. And you need to pick up where you left off in turning from your wicked ways. Amen. In Ezekiel 33:11, the Lord says, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked." And if we haven't been turning from our wicked ways, that makes us wicked things. All right? I have no pleasure. God talking. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die? You see, the wages of sin is still death. But God is appealing to us to turn from our wickednesses and our evil ways, our ways that are not righteousness, all of our stubbornness, all of our spitefulness. All these things that are really works of the flesh, and the Lord doesn't want them in our lives at all. Amen. God doesn't want them in our lives at all. Not at all. And we're just sitting there holding on to them because we don't want to let go. Well, that's not the way to treat the Lord. He says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, who? My people, God's people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. We're still humbling ourselves. Those of you who left off with that, you might want to go back and pick that up again. Shall humble themselves. Didn't say God comes by, takes you by the hand and say, okay, now we're going to sit here till you humble yourself. No, you do that. You have a talk with yourself. And pray. I'm not going to assume that everybody's still praying. If you quit, get back to praying. And seek my face. If you haven't been seeking his face, get back to it. And turn from their wicked ways. That means his people do have wicked ways. And he's calling us to turn away from them, to forsake them, and never return to them. Amen? So, we just read the scripture in Ezekiel that says that God knows his people have wickedness. Amen? We read it. And we want to thank the Lord for showing us how wrong we can be. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for showing us how wrong we can be. Why? Because if he doesn't, we just keep wandering around in our own self-righteousness. And we keep doing the things that we shouldn't do, believing the things we shouldn't believe, and continuing on in sin. And that's not what this is about. This is about transformation. This is about transformation. So, in turning from our wicked ways, we must turn to our Heavenly Father. We turn away from our wicked and evil ways, and we turn to our Heavenly Father for further development of the relationship that was restored by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Each of us must grow into a relationship with Jesus so that we know that Jesus dwells in us and God dwells in him. Each of us must come to the place where we know that we know. We can't just go around, well, Pastor said, no, the Bible said, Jesus said, John 17 said. We've got to go beyond it being in our head. It has to be a revelation to each of us. And we have to grow into that kind of thing. Amen? We can't just sit here and vegetate. Okay, I've become a Christian, and that's as far as I intend to go. No. We talked about that last time. No, God wants us to grow. And it's time to get some more growing done. Just before his crucifixion, Jesus explained to his disciples that they would not survive all that was to befall them if they did not come to the place where they were abiding in him. And the same is true with us. If we don't come to the place where we're no longer self-willed, doing our own thing, doing things that are outside of Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7, plotting our own course, running on our own steam, doing it our way, we've got to come out of that in order to abide in the Lord, in order to abide in him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning with verse 4, John chapter 15, beginning with verse 4, Jesus says to us quite plainly, abide in me, I in you. Well, if you're running around being self-willed, doing your own thing, you're not abiding in him. You're walking in the flesh. If while you're supposed to be listening to this message, you're sitting around doing something you ought not to be doing, goofing off with your cell phone, doing something else that has nothing to do with this broadcast or this message or the kingdom of God, running here, there, and everywhere, not giving it your full attention, not because you're at work, mind you. No, you're at home, and you just don't want to sit down and listen. That's what you're doing. You're not abiding in him. And you run out of gas. You run out of steam. You run out of power. You run out of energy when you don't abide in the vine. When you don't abide in Jesus Christ. He gives you a directive. Abide in me. Well, there's no sin and unrighteousness in him. so if you're still running around doing all the sin and unrighteousness you can do, you're not abiding in him either. If you're still carnal, worldly, I did it my way, you're not abiding in him, because he didn't do that. He didn't treat his heavenly Father that way. Notice it doesn't say that he will abide in us and then we abide in him. No, 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 no. The order is important. We have to choose to abide in him. And when we do that, not when we talk about it, when we do it, he abides in us. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You're not going to live a life that's pleasing to God all on your own by yourself, apart from him and his holy word and his spirit. It's just not going to happen. Except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. He's telling you again and again. He keeps repeating himself. You got to live in him. That's the only place you can find the life, in him. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody's going to come to the Father except by me, Jesus said. You can't have Jesus and witchcraft. It's just not going to work. You can't have Jesus and be connected to witches, warlocks, wizards, sorcerers, diviners, et cetera, et cetera. At some point, you got to drop that. And I suggest that that point is right now. I am the vine, Jesus says. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, who lives in me, and I in him, the same, that one who does this, not the one who thinks about it and talks about it, no, the one who does it, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For, Jesus says it again, without me ye can do nothing. You're designed to abide in the vine. If you keep trying to live on your own, you're just going to wither up and die. That's what he's telling you. If a man abide not in me, these are for everyone who wants to remain carnal, doesn't want to abide in the vine, doesn't want to walk the walk that Jesus calls them to walk. He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. I don't think he could have been any plainer. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you. Well, where are you going to find his words? In the Holy Scriptures. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified. Remember, Jesus was always glorifying the Father. That ye bear much fruit, not some fruit, much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. Well, it's pretty plain. It's pretty plain. Amen. Each of us must develop a relationship with Jesus Christ so that we are assuredly certain that we are not alone, but that Jesus lives in you and you are in him. Please understand, saints, this is not mere acceptance alone, nor mental assent. This is a spiritual revelation of God truth, accompanied by the works of the Father. Each of us must acknowledge and confess that without Jesus Christ, you can do nothing. You must grow into this relationship to the place where you acknowledge freely that you can do nothing at all by yourself and that you can only do that which the Lord reveals for you to do. You can only speak as the Lord directs you to speak. As each of us continues to grow and to develop in oneness with the Lord by the Spirit that indwells us, he will confirm his word. Yes, he will confirm his word. This order of relationship is not brought about nor acquired through what is known as head knowledge. You say, well, what does that mean, Pastor? Well, this is what it means. It means the scripture memorization is wonderful. Why? Because you're hiding the word in your heart so that you won't sin against him. But that's not enough. Going to a seminary will not teach you this. Going to a Bible school will not teach you this. Head knowledge won't do it. It's not enough. Nor can it be acquired by simply confessing it and claiming it. You know, there's the camp that says, anything you can confess and claim, you can get. Well, this won't come that way. It's not enough either. Yes, our speaking comes into play, but that alone is insufficient. This relationship is a result of our communion and personal dedication, and our commitment to the truth of Jesus Christ, and our consecration of our walking in the Spirit. That's right. You remember not too long ago, we had a message from the Lord, and he was telling us to increase our devotion to him. Well, I hope that you remember that because you might need to go back and recast it. God called on us to increase our devotion to him. Well, there's a reason for that. Yes, this is a tall order. A very tall order. This is a very tall order. But the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing shall be impossible. So when you stand before the throne of God, you can't tell him that this was too hard, too tough, or impossible. It just won't work. It may be a tall order, but it's not hard. It's not too hard, too much work, and just impossible. You can't tell him that because it's not the truth. In Matthew chapter 17, the disciples had to learn this. And in verse 18, Jesus rebuked the devil. So of all of you who do not believe that there are devils, you need to read this scripture. Jesus rebuked the devil. And he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. So Jesus cast out a devil. So if you got friends that don't believe in the casting out of devils, this scripture is for them. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart. They came to him privately and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." But saints, that doesn't come in 5 minutes. You got to grow, and your faith must grow. Amen? It doesn't come in 5 minutes. You got to grow. In Mark chapter 10, verse 27, Mark chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." But saints, it doesn't come in 5 minutes. It doesn't come in 5 minutes. Some of you are so gung-ho, which is great. But you want everything to happen right now, and it has never happened that way for anybody. Not even for Jesus. You got to grow. You have to grow, saints. Amen? And Luke 18:27, Jesus said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." So if you're facing impossible situations, don't depend on men. Depend on God. Let me say that again. If you're facing impossible situations, don't depend on men. Depend on God. Let me say this. If you're placing your trust, your confidence in humans, you will be disappointed. You will be disappointed. But if you place your confidence, your faith, your hope, and your trust in Almighty God, he will bring you through. Amen? Amen. It is so. The Spirit of God, saints, does not work automatically. The Spirit of God does not work automatically. You can't throw a switch and get him to work. It doesn't work that way. The Holy Spirit does not compel us to think, to act, to talk, and to live as Jesus did. No, that's not his method. The Father does not want robots. No, he doesn't. He does not want robots. That's Satan, not Jesus. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And in that wonderful making, each of us is different. Each of us is different. The Father is not interested in clones. That was not his design. He doesn't want you cloned. He wants you the way he made you, as his divine plan for your life. He doesn't want you cloned. He doesn't want you going around trying to be the exact image of anybody else that's human. He doesn't want you going around imitating everything you see. So the girls in your group are now wearing tops, too revealing. So since they won't have lunch with you, you decide to go get one of the tops that they wear that's too revealing to wear to school so that they will accept you. God didn't call you to fit in that way. In fact, he did not call you at all to fit into the world's idea of what you should be. He calls you to let that go and to be what he called you to be. So you figure the clothes your parents purchased from you aren't the ones all the other kids are wearing at school. And so when I was coming up, they used to call that being square. Well, guess what? Jesus didn't call you to imitate demons in your friends. He didn't call you to do all the things and think just like them and say all the things they say. He called you to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ at your age, to be the teen, the young person, the preteen, the child, the young adult that Jesus called you to be. He did not call you to try to act like everybody at your school. Nor did he call you to be disappointed and hurt because other people don't want to accept you. Well, they didn't accept him either. And all of us who have learned to live godly lives have learned that the world's people will reject us. It's a sign that we actually do belong to Jesus. And we are not ashamed to be connected with Jesus. It's not embarrassing to us. And if it's embarrassing to you, you need to go to Jesus and have a discussion about your embarrassment. Because he was not embarrassed to hang on the cross and die and shed his blood for your sin, which, by the way, you are still committing. If he was not ashamed to die for your sins, why are you ashamed that you're a Christian? Ask yourself that. Why do you want to be associated with demons more than you want to be associated with God? Ask yourself that. Just because I want friends. Jesus Christ is the best friend anyone ever had. And he won't go around telling your secrets. You know, sometimes people make too much out of having friends. Because sometimes those friends lead you into sin and bondage. You just want to be a part of the group. Well, you are in a group. It's the body of Christ. And you should be happy to be a member of the family of God. You know, the day will come when you will look back at your life and you'll be able to compare it to some of the lives of your classmates. And you will be able to see the difference, how your life came out much better than their life. And what is the difference? The difference is Jesus Christ. Think about that. Think about it. So, the Holy Spirit works in us as we yield to him. Yield. Yeah, there are yield signs all along the highway, especially when you're getting on the interstate. It means that you're supposed to wait and allow the ones who have the right of way to go first. Well, that's what you do with the Holy Spirit. You allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you, and you follow him. That's right. You yield to him. Amen. That should help you. As you grow, you will continually be being transformed into Christ's image. However, you must make deliberate choices each time. Let me say that again. You must make deliberate choices each time. You must make choices that please the Father. Saints, obedience matters. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus says, I do always those things that please him. Well, if you're going to do those things that please the Father, you're going to have to leave some of your worldly friends' behaviors alone. You know, they wear their clothes a certain way. But the truth is, a lot of these fashions they come out with are downright lewd. They're beneath the standard of holiness and righteousness. The Bible says God wants his people to be holy because he is holy. So now you're running around trying to wear clothes that reveal too much flesh because you're trying to fit in. And God is not pleased at all. Perhaps you need to rethink your fashion choices. Amen. It's the truth. It's the truth. We may as well admit it. It's the truth. See, you're trying to impress other people. You're not trying to impress the Father. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. The Bible says, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? No, the Lord has great delight in us obeying the voice of the Lord. To obey is better than to sacrifice. And to listen with the intent of obedience is better than the sacrifices they offered in the Old Testament. Obedience is important to the Lord. Us listening to him with the intent to obey him is very important to the Lord. And we must do that if we plan to please him. In Romans chapter 6, verse 16, don't you know? Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. So if you're running around obeying the demons that come to your school and running around obeying the demons that are in your unsaved friends, then you become a servant to those demons and not to Jesus. Think about it. So they're going to lead you into sin, and sin leads to death. Or you can walk the path of obedience unto righteousness. It's up to you. It's your choice. It's up to you to make the right choice. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, see, somehow you have this notion that Jesus didn't have to make these same kinds of choices, that he was exempt from really being a human being while he was growing up. But you are sadly mistaken in that. That is wrong. He had to learn to make right choices as well. He had to learn to make choices that pleased his heavenly Father. And he had to get it right every single time. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience. Jesus had to learn obedience, and so do you, by the things which he suffered, by the things he had to go through. And so you're going to be challenged to walk in obedience the very same way. You're going to go through some stuff till you can get obedience right. It would be better to get it right the first time. That's right. You're not going to get out of it. No, it's not going to go away. No, pastor is not going to pray it away. You're going to have to grow up. That's the way it is. Amen? That is the way it is. Jesus said, I do always those things that please him, meaning his Father. Saints, each of us must not only desire this relationship, but each of us must seek the Father for it. This cannot be a passive seeking. Yes, I'm seeking the Lord for a better relationship. No, dear, it doesn't work that way. No, not at all. Mm-mm. That's not it. It must be active. Your heart has got to be all in. Each of us must set our mind to do it. Each of us must position ourselves before the Father. There is no formula for success here. No, there are no three steps, two steps, seven steps and you got it. Sorry. Not that way. Each of us must seek the Lord. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, no, nobody can come sit down to your house, hold your hand, listen to you whine, and teach you what to do just like that. No, you're going to have to seek the Lord. And you're going to have to put your whining away. You're going to have to put your self-pity and your excuses away, too. You're going to have to get real with the Lord. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Well, they said, no, what did God say? Well, I'll just know, what did God say? I didn't ask. Oh, well. You're in disobedience. You're backslidden. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what he said. Saints, we are reminded in this scripture that our worldliness must be forsaken. And we are not to take it up again. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Teaching us, see the grace of God? teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, seriously, righteously, and godly where? After we get to heaven? No, in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're supposed to deny ungodly living and worldly desires. And we're supposed to live seriously, righteously, and godly in this evil world in which we live. In your evil little school where they do all kinds of ugly things. Yes, in your evil high school. You're still expected to live a holy life before the Father. And God will help you to do that. But you're going to have to seek him for it. We are not to allow ourselves to become entangled again in worldly pursuits once we have been delivered from them. Once we've been delivered from all that stuff, we're not supposed to go back to it. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We're not supposed to go back into bondage. When we're delivered, we're supposed to walk close to Jesus. And we're not supposed to open doors in our lives that bring those devils back sevenfold. Seven times worse than what we were before. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to walk free, stand fast, and stay free in Jesus' name. We're to progress on to the next deliverance. We're not supposed to be going backward. We're not supposed to be walking around the same mountain 20 times. It just isn't supposed to be seen. We are not again to be compressed, changed, and adapted to this world and its belief and its methods of rebellion to Christ. You see, when you decide to follow the worldly ways of your worldly friends, you're actually walking in rebellion to Jesus Christ. The Father has planned for each of us to be conformed. Well, what does that mean, Pastor? That means adapted to, brought into harmony with, obedient to, submissive to, behaving in righteousness without doubting questions, traditions, and prevailing opinions, raising a barrier of disobedience between us and the Lord. That means we're supposed to adapt to the Lord, be obedient to him, be submissive to him. We are to behave in the right ways with the right attitudes without doubting questions. It didn't say no questions, doubting questions, customs, traditions, prevailing opinions. Well, everybody's doing it, and everybody says, and everybody on and on and on. And that's the style. And prevailing opinions raising a barrier of disobedience. Lewdness is disobedience. In Romans 8:29, Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. So he knew the people that would become Christians, and it was the Father's plan for those who became Christians to be conformed to the image of his son. Amen. Father intends for each of us to be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. He says for us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how are you to be transformed and changed into Christ's image? By the renewing of your mind. That's how that's done. By changing your mind, thinking differently, believing differently, different attitude, renewing your mind. Saints, each of us must grow and overcome the limitations that are in our lives. Preconceived ideas, wrong teaching, misunderstanding, incorrect concepts, falsehood, lies, deception, inadequacies, all of these will hinder you from walking in the fullness of your inheritance in Christ. Saints, if we desire to rid ourselves of these limitations, our minds must be renewed by the word of God. Amen? Amen. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. It's time to be transformed, church. Amen. Brother Bill, testimony time.
Praise the Lord. Oh, it sure is, and I want to start with a testimony from the local church. Saints, there was a show bar that moved close to our local church, and I remember Pastor Sabrina praying and her commanding all the money to dry up and for that show bar to close. And you know what? Yesterday I had an inspection and ran into the man that owned that bar, and he told me that his partner got so greedy that it messed with all the money and he had to close his show bar. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for answering the prayers and all the other prayers that we've been praying for with Brother Marshall. The Lord's been answering them. If you'll just scroll up and look at them links, you will be shocked. The Lord is just answering every prayer, and that will grow your faith, and that will show you why it's so important, as the pastor was saying, to be in agreement, for the prayer warriors to be at attention, to be on their post and be praying, and we'll see the hand of God move. And we just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you. That's a wonderful testimony. What do you think of that, Pastor Sabrina?
I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's marvelous and miraculous. And I want to thank the Lord for it. Amen? Amen. And that man isn't going to open up any new ones either, is he?
No, ma'am. He won't be able to either. It's just funny how the Lord has stopped it. Praise you, Lord mm-hmm. Jesus. And I love it, Lord Jesus, how you confirm your word, how you just show us. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, praise you, praise you. That is so awesome. Oh, I have some awesome praise reports from the saints, too, but I just had to share that. Well, we just praise you, Lord Jesus. Trish has a praise report. Praise the Lord, baby. AJ's health condition has improved. He was released from the hospital today. Praise the Lord for healing. Thank you, prayer warriors, for praying. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Robert says, praise God, yesterday I made a bunch of chicken in the slow cooker, and I let it sit out and cool down in the evening. I ended up going to bed, literally had my eyes closed, dozing off, and God reminded me to put the chicken away. Thank you, Jesus, it didn't go to waste. Praise you, Lord. And that's because Robert would listen to the Lord's voice, and he would do what he told him to do. That's it. That's all any of us has. And he has another praise report. Last night I was learning more through Dr. Pat's ebooks and was studying about the Queen of the Coast and found one of her symbols is perfume. My brother's wife was spending the night and was already asleep. She had this perfume that was extremely nauseating. I could smell it. So I bound her devils and didn't attack the Queen of the Coast because it's a principality, but I took authority over the perfume also and put in a prayer request, and she ended up getting up around midnight and left. Praise you, Lord, for that. See the difference, saints, when you do it Jesus' way. Praise you for that. Dana has a praise report. Praise God for his mercy and loving kindness. The growth in my nostril is continually shrinking. After last night's prayer, the ringworm that was rapidly spreading across my chest yesterday almost completely dried up. I bless God because I was convicted listening to my sister's praise report about meddling instead of helping, so I was able to repent of that sin. I thank you, God, for the entire service, which, as usual, was a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that praise report, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Laura has
and
a praise
everybody
report.
Else. And everybody else that's got that meddling demon, some of you got it coming down your family lines, this is a good time for you to get rid of it too. Amen?
Amen. You going to call it out, Pastor?
No, they had to repent first. That's how we do it.
All righty. Okay. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. They got the message. Praise you, Lord. Laura Ann has a praise report. Praise the Lord, strange things happened during the week that attempted to harm me badly. The Lord protected me each time. Thank you, Jesus. Also, my husband's keys mysteriously disappeared from my hands. Ask God for angels to shine light on it, and hallelujah, the keys were found. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that praise report. That's awesome. Praise you, Lord. And Dana has a praise report. Praise God for his loving kindness and mercy. The rehab facility has changed my mom from fixed to volume control on the vent, and she squeezed the nurse practitioner's hand upon command today. Thank you, Lord, for mother's progress and full recovery. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. We just praise you for that. And today I paid off the bill that I've been working to pay off for 5 years. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. And thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for these wonderful praise reports. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. And, Lord, help us all to just throw out that Frank Sinatra record, just to break that thing and throw that thing out that says, I'll have it my way. And we're going to start doing it your way, Lord Jesus, and seek you. And we praise you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. I love that praise report for the local church. And I just praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bill. God bless you. And thank all of you for sharing your praise reports. Now, as usual, there are some more praise reports. Yes, there are, but you haven't posted them yet. So don't forget to post your praise reports because there are plenty of them. Amen. We've been sending back plenty of warfare, so there are plenty of praise reports. Amen. Yes, there are. And right now, we're going to go to our guest call-in. And we're going to see what the Lord wants to do tonight. Now, saints, I want you to know that as we pray with other people, you can pray in your prayer language, but you can also get deliverance too. You can cough too. Nobody's stopping you from taking a deep breath and coughing from your gut. You can get deliverance too. So if that's what's required, if that's what's needed, then by all means, you can cough too. God knows why you're coughing. He knows you're coughing because you want deliverance. Amen? Amen. So, do what is right, and God will honor you. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so, we're going to area code 209, and you're on the air in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 209. You're on the air in Jesus' name. All right, going once. Going twice. All right. We'll move on to the next one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 786, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Pastor. It's great to talk to you.
Good evening.
I have some praise and then need for, like, prayer and deliverance from things that the praise reports reveal. The first thing is that, thanks a lot. Thank you so much. Through a dream, I learned that I was married to the Marine Kingdom, to an alter ego personality. I saw the rings on my right hand and everything. And this alter ego personality is basically a persona that I lived out for so many decades. It was this negative, androgynous, artistic, yucky person. And through that persona, the demonic kingdom has been able to steal healing virtue from me. So I was pretty excited to find this out, because whether or not I should be continuing to do art has tormented and troubled me for so long, and I've gone through so many different stages with it. But after that dream, I was so excited to just burn my bachelor's and master's degrees in fine art. So what's really cool about breaking agreement with that, thank you, Jesus, is that soon thereafter, a layer had been removed, so I had a dream reminding me of this curse that my mom put on me and my sister when I was, like, really, really little, and it basically made me independent. It made my sister my right-hand man. Basically, I was, like, seen as indigent. I can't live. I can't do anything. I can't have a job. I can't drive. In fact, they told me that my sister was conceived because they were afraid that I was going to be so handicapped and not be able to, like, live a life without somebody taking care of me. All that to say, I've done my best to divorce the Marine Kingdom with the right-hand rings, and I've done my best to break the soul ties with my sister, but I would just really like all of that to be completely clean, because I realized in the dream with my sister, I was mortified that I'm 42 years old and I haven't come into my own. So there's this weird link where I'm like my sister's appendage, and she was given all of this authority, and I was just this thing that she could reject. And then finally, and this is related because there's been all this stuff with my right arm, like right-hand man, the rings on my right hand, and I've just been getting like pains and kind of like disability in my right arm and my right hand, which I see as like my strength and where I accomplish things from and like what I'm doing, you know. I don't want to make any bad paintings anymore with my right hand. I want my right hand to be dedicated to the Lord. So the final thing is, and thanks everybody for bearing with me, I was in the shopping mall with my son the other day, and I went to follow him up an escalator, and I just put my right hand on the railing, and I couldn't go. It was as if I didn't have the wiring in my brain to comprehend how to take steps forward. So I said, you know, AK, come back here. And we had to go up to the side, and I had to pray and just figure out what was going on. And I was able then to go on the escalator if I used both of my hands, but I know that I'm healed in Jesus Christ. So I should be able to step onto that escalator only bracing myself with the one right hand. So, my dear pastor, please, however the Lord leads you, and I thank you for teaching me and helping me in everything. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we forgive her mother.
Thank you, Lord. We forgive her mother for the many curses that she spoke over her in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And every word that has risen against her in judgment, we condemn. We encapsulize all of those words, all of those syllables, all of those intents, all of those beliefs. Read that, Abiroka, in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We cut her free from every spoken curse that's been spoken against her life by herself or by anyone else in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for judgment upon relationship in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to release your judgment on her relationship with her sister in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for your will to be done in that relationship, to bring it into right standing and right order according to the word of God in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
By the blood covenant established in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We cut her free from that inordinate relationship in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We circumcise her from every inordinate relationship, with every satanic relationship, with every entity, every altar, and every spirit behind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Esha!
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The fire of God on every ungodly, demonic, satanic entity that she's had relationship with in Jesus' name. We cut her free forevermore. We circumcise her from the past. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to go back to that place. That place where that entity entered. And shut the door and seal it forevermore in Jesus' name. We turn that entity over into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now you need to take a deep breath and talk. Take a deep breath and talk. We command you to come out of her. 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 Come out of her past. Come out of her life. Come out of her present. Come out of her future. In Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her in Jesus' name. You can no longer have control of the right side of her body in Jesus' name. You cannot control her brain from the other side in Jesus' name. This ends your control in the name of Jesus. We command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. In every place that you come to, come out of her. Cough again. It ain't all gone. All of it. Every bit of it. Every piece of it. All of it. Bound, chained with eternal chains under darkness. Holy fire to totally consume you. Come out in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Every place that you've gone to. All of those places. You can't regise that. You must loose your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All the cohorts. All the hordes that worked with those devils, come out of her now in Jesus' name. We uncover you with the light of Jesus Christ. We uncover you. You're no longer hidden. You are exposed.
Amen.
Amen. Now take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in with the holy fire and burn the rest of those spirits out in Jesus' name.
Release your prayer language.
Don't be surprised if you get some more deliverance.
What?
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you get some more deliverance.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. God
bless
you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Area code 770. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for tonight's sermon. I am calling about my granddaughter. I put several prayers in for her recently. She's been, ever since this family's been attacked, almost a year ago, if not a year ago, by COVID, she has been continuously dealing with this really deep lung cough. And it's really persistent in her. And it goes away a little bit, then it comes back. And she's been dealing with it ever since. And everyone else has been pretty much has been healed. But she has been continuously dealing with this,
insecurity.
Yeah, she's been going through a lot. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with that.
She's going to have to be for real with Jesus. She's going to have to confess and repent of all of her little fears, apprehensions, anxieties, and insecurities. She's got to come clean. That's why it won't leave.
Okay.
She's holding on to an unrighteousness that Jesus won't put up with. And he believes that she's old enough to get rid of it, to come to him, to confess it, to repent of it, and to ask him to take it away.
So
she's got to become more responsible for her walk with the Lord. So now when she decides to do that, then she can ask him to take away this cough. You see, it's not going to leave till she gets rid of what's holding it there. And we know that the open door for COVID is fear, fear of any kind, any order. It doesn't matter if it's a fear of fire ant. It's got to go.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll pray for her. Heavenly Father, risa la diosa de la brica de Dios, santa la brica de Dios, runda la brica de Dios, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to bring the sin to the forefront, to cause it to surface so that it can be dealt with properly, so that she can acknowledge that it's a sin in her life, she can repent of it, and she can be healed in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you will work in her life, Lord, that you will cause her to know and to understand that this is the work of the Holy Spirit bringing her into righteousness, right behaving, right believing, and right doing in your holy name. We thank you for her healing coming forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. God bless you. Just pray for her. God will do the work. Amen. You see, saint, even if you are not an adult yet, God still holds you responsible for the things you can do in Christ, okay? And when you have fear in your heart, fear in your mind, fear in your life, and he constantly says throughout the word, fear not, you are responsible. Amen. Even if it's fear that you're not going to grow 2 more inches, you got to get rid of it. Even if it's a fear that you're going to get big and fat, you got to get rid of it. If it's any fear, any anxiety, any concern, any worry, You got to get rid of it, saint. It's got to go. That's just the truth. Praise the Lord. Area code 3024, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Barbara. I haven't spoke with you for a long time. I'm still born with the asthma, but it's better. I've been in the hospital with COVID, and I was doing good until I got COVID, and now everything's going backwards, and they want to do all these tests and give me all this injection. But what I was calling for today was to ask for prayer for my cousin who's having brain surgery in the morning. And he was a tenant in my property, and they said he has mold that got into his blood. So I'm just praying and hoping that he didn't get it in my place. And I just wanted the saints to pray for me.
And is he a Christian?
No. He married assistant pastor, but he's not a Christian no more than he following and doing what she's doing. But no.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift our sister Barbara before you in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over every microbe, every infection, every precursor for infection that's in her lungs in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to come out of her now, come out of her vessel right now. Everything that's not of God, every demon, every intruding spirit, every open door, we close it in the name of Jesus. Come out of her now.
Yes.
Come up and out of her. We command you to right now. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Cough that out. COVID, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Asthma, you're bound in Jesus' name. The fear behind COVID and the fears behind asthma. We remit her sins in Jesus' name. Now you come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Cough. Deep breath and cough. Cough it. Every bit of it. Weakness in her lungs, bound in Jesus' name. Come out. All the weakness in her lungs, all the weakness in her breathing apparatus, you come out in the name of Jesus. Tiredness in breathing, labored breathing, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Come up and out, come up and out, come up and out, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Go bound and chained into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Coming down the family lines, come out of her in Jesus' name. Transferred to her, come out in the name of Jesus. Transferred to her, come out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Every infirmity that's been transferred to her, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot remain in her body. You have to come out now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Come on out. All of it. The whole root ball. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We hurricane that in your sota. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against these spirits that are warring against our sister in Jesus' name. Lord, fill her atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Fill her atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. We're soaking her in 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 the blood of Jesus. And we're lifting, what's his name?
Verdell.
We're listening, Verdell, to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. He's a sinner, Lord, and he's been a sinner for a long time. But we ask you, Father, to have mercy on him in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to remind him of the kindnesses
that you have extended to him over the years, even though he's been in rebellion willingly. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yes. How you have extended his life in your mercy.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak
yes,
to the mold that's in his blood as they're saying it is. In the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ, we speak to every infirm spirit in his body
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind those
oh,
spirits, regardless of how he got them. We bind those devils and we forbid them to take his life in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Come on.
They were sent to kill him. But Satan, you will not get this one. This one belongs to Jesus. Let go.
Yes,
we break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break
yes,
your grip and hold
Hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and hold
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go now.
Yes.
Lord, we remit his sin, and we ask you to release
yes,
your mercy and your miraculous power into his life. We ask you, Lord, to use these circumstances to draw him
yes,
to you. Use these
Almighty,
circumstances, Father, to draw him to
yes,
you
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the postponing.
Yes.
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 Yes. Father, we put this brain surgery and the and the cause behind it and the diagnosis and the prognosis
yes,
and everything that the medical community has said into your hands right now in Jesus'
yes,
name.
God.
We place his
yes,
life
Lord,
in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. We forbid his
body
to leave his body until Jesus Christ gives a go-ahead.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
No demon from
yes,
underneath the ground
yes,
and underneath the water can steal his life in Jesus' name. We forbid it and we close the portal. Woo! We close the portal and seal it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, his life
yes,
is in your hands. You died
yes,
for him and every sin he's ever committed. So we thank you.
Yes, God.
Ish.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord, for how you will work and what you will do. We give
yes,
you praise.
Yes.
We place our confidence, our
Hallelujah,
trust, our faith in you. We know there's no failure in you. Hallelujah. Stay the hands. Stay the hands. Stay the hands in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Father. Stay the hands,
yes,
Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Hallelujah.
You, thank you. We give
yes,
you the praise.
Yes,
we give you the glory.
Yes,
we give you the honor. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Help our sister to recover completely. We wrap her lungs in the blood stripes of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
And we wrap her cousin in the blood stripes of Jesus.
Yes.
We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Area code 8188, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I would like prayer for a couple of things. First, one is for physical healing. Ever since I had COVID, I had I'm having like a weird thing in my sinuses and the way things are smelling. Like I have smell, but there's this constant, I don't even know how to explain it, smell that's like a chemical smell. And also my urine is smelling really weird. I know that's TMI, but, you know, and it's just, so I'm, you know, and it's ever since COVID. So I'm praying for that. And the other part is like when we're talking about fear, you know, I've come a long way, thank God, when it comes to fear. You know, I used to have like when I was growing up, I was like panic attacks all the time. But, you know, this ministry has helped me so much learn how to battle fear. But lately, I guess the main battle, like the devil knows your weakest point and where I'm feeling bombarded and where I'm feeling weary and where I just really want the supportive prayer is, you know, for my girls, especially my oldest who, you know, got the vaccine. And with all the information that's come out, you know, since she did that, it's just, it's every time she has a sniffle, a headache or anything, the devil trying to put that spirit of fear and panic on me. And I battle him, but I'm feeling weary from the battle. And I'm doing, you know, I'm fasting, I'm praying, putting my armor on, but I'm just still feeling alone, you know, in my battle at times. And then my other daughter, you know, cause she was discussing possibly wanting it and just the anxiety and, just the pain of that and just the concern for my, you know, because we're having, you know, we have heavy mandates and they're just really trying to make it harder where if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to restaurants, you can't go, you know, anywhere but a shopping, you know, just grocery store and a pharmacy.
Well, yes,
and
yes, you must. When you can't go spend your money with them, stay home and keep it in your wallet.
Right. Right, you know, but it's I'm not concerned about me. I'm just concerned, you know, it's putting pressure on other people, like, you know, to want to get it,
okay,
to be able to have a
okay,
life.
Okay, let's talk about it again.
Okay.
You're going to have to make some decisions, and your decision is going to be either trust the Lord 100% with those girls, or else you're going to keep having problems. The problem is you have not turned over each of those girls 100% to the Lord and taken your hands off of them. Every time some sneeze, some sniffle, some this, some that. Oh, I'm so concerned for my girls. No, ma'am. That's called worry. And the Bible says we're not to worry or be anxious about anything at all. And you're going to have to just keep pressing, handing those girls to Jesus and taking your hands off till you get the breakthrough you need. And you don't stop till you get through.
That's why I'm calling for that prayer to just, it's like every time we pray about it, it's like I feel strong again for like a long time. And then I start, you know, I don't know, I start getting bombarded with, you know, like in the spiritual battle, and I do the warfare.
And so guess what you do? You bind every thought in Jesus' name, every single thought, every thought.
Okay.
The thought to
yeah,
go get some water, you bind that in Jesus' name, every single thought. You bind it in Jesus' name. Every single one.
Okay.
Every single one. That's how you get through. And you send the attack back. You send the attack back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. And then you go in the archive and you ask the Holy Spirit to take you to the sermon you need to recast. And you recast it. And you recast it. And you recast it. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our sister and her continual battle in and her weakness in faith. We cut her free from the fears of the past in Jesus' name. We cut her free from the fears from her heritage in Jesus' name. We cut her fear free from the fears that are transferred to her in the name of Jesus. We bind the wicked voices that she listens to in Jesus' name. We bind the voice of the stranger in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, to help her to pray in the spirit more, so she can be built up on her most holy faith. We ask you, Father, to continually lead her to the scriptures that help her to stand in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to strengthen her in her inner man, Father, and to help her make the right every single time, to help her to bind every thought in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. Spirits of weariness and tiredness, and I've just battled and battled and battled, and I'm so tired. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to continually remind her to put her prayer request in GPR in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for healing our sister in her emotions in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal her in her emotions. You know, sister, this is what the Lord will say to you, that he loves your daughters more than you do.
Amen.
And they are his concern more than they are yours. So turn them over.
Right. Amen.
Turn
yes,
them over. And if you have to get up and do it three times a day, turn them over to the Lord all day long. Just keep doing it.
I feel physically weaker too, and I think it's probably that battle is making it harder for the recovery physically, because I need physical healing too. I've been having just weird things. I don't know what's going on. I've never experienced anything like this, and I just really need God to deliver me there as well.
You've got too many open doors. You've got too many open doors. You've got too many open doors. Okay, you got too many open doors, and I'm trying to help you get some of these doors shut. Amen?
You
got
it. And you do. I listen every time.
I know. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep going. See, you've been worrying for years, for decades.
My whole life.
You're what some people would call a worry ward.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there is victory in Jesus Christ. Even if you have it generationally, you can overcome worry and fear. But you have to practice trusting the Lord and letting him take over, and you take yourself out of it. And you keep jumping back in it. You'll give them over to him, and then you jump right back in it.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm learning. Yeah.
Don't jump. Give them to him and jump out of it. Stay out of it. Don't meddle. See, you won't ever give them to him, release them to him, and stay out of it. You keep jumping back in it. And that's a jump you don't need to take.
Well, I didn't ever hear, I'm going to do that binding. I've been binding spirits, but not binding the actual faults. So I'm going to start adding that to the warfare, because I've been, like, binding spirits and binding fear, and, you know, and I've been fighting. I've been battling, you know, so I still fight every time, but I'm going to bind the thoughts. Like, I never thought of it that way, so I'm going to add that to the warfare for sure.
Okay, now add this to the warfare. When you give them to the Lord, don't go pick them up again. Drop them
now
off
sounding like
at
my
the
mom.
Foot of the cross. Listen, drop them off at the foot of the cross and leave them there. Take your burden, each daughter, to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there.
Amen.
Amen. That's
Amen.
How you turn a corner.
Yes.
Leave them there.
And from that point on, all you do is praise the Lord for what he's doing. It doesn't matter what it looks like. From that point on, all you do is praise the Lord and thank the Lord. Praise the Lord and thank the Lord. Praise the Lord and thank the Lord for what he's doing. Because nobody can bring them to righteousness but him. All your fretting, all your worry, all your anxiety gives the devil room. Amen?
Amen. Yes. I needed
to. And as you get that done, and as you get that done, you'll begin to see some of these physical symptoms get up and leave.
Okay.
All right?
Yes. Thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate
your
you so much.
In GPR, keep putting your, if you have to put it in every day, keep putting your prayer request directed to your Heavenly Father in Jesus' name with the scriptures in GPR. If you got to do it every single day, keep doing. Amen?
Amen. Can you tell me what the best scripture for that one concern is? I can really stand. Do you have a, one that you can advice on which one I should really be standing on the most?
No, dear. All of the Word of God has power. You have to choose the scriptures that you're actually believing.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A personal choice. You have to pick the ones that resonate with your heart. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Okay. It does. Yeah, it does. And thank you.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call today. I really needed it. God bless you. I love you.
We love you. We're praying
love
for you.
Love you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Saints, your sister needs your prayer support. Just pray in the spirit. God will help her out. He'll help her. Amen. He will help her out.
Area code 802.
You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy,
hi.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Yes.
I praise Jesus for all the things that he's done for me since you prayed over me. Sabrina, he's got many, many praises for me as he helped Yeshua's life. I'm so much different today from the way I was feeling. And
praise
Pastor Sabrina, you do such nice jobs with the word that you use to people and the things that you say that make them really want to keep this going to help them. All the nice praises that you give, too. And
well, thank you, Dan.
And I wanted to thank Brother Bill. I've heard his messages through. You know, you people are so intelligent with all of the things. When Jesus gives these things to you, you know exactly what to do to help people, and you really helped me, Sabrina. And I'm going to say, dear Jesus in heaven, I pray for all the things that you prayed over me for and all of the words that were used from Pastor Sabrina to keep us comforted. And when I got up today, dear Jesus, I was so calm. I had no worries, and I just pray that Lori would come down to her house, and she forwarded me right to you, and I've known you for a little bit, and all of these things that you did for me has really changed my life.
Mm.
So grateful.
Praise God. Praise God.
And, dear Jesus, I pray for even those words that I've heard from Bill. These are so positive to what is going on in my life and in people's lives that we don't even know. And I just want to praise you folks and thank you for all of the nice prayers that you've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray and have them. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we ask that you release favor over our brother, not only with you, all mankind. And may the kindness of Jesus Christ always rise to meet him, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving for his life and for all of the encouragement and support that he receives through this ministry. We thank you, Father, and we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for calling us, brother. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you, too. We love you, too. Yes, we do. Brother Marshall. Oh, Brother Marshall, we got some praying to do tonight. Yes, we do. We got some praying to do tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're near. You're the brother that sticks closer than a friend. You're in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we thank you for purchasing us with your own blood. We thank you for your amazing and extraordinary, extraordinary grace. Extraordinary grace. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just like it says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Thank you for making us just as if we never sinned by your blood, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching our lips with that burning coal from off the altar. Thank you for providing yourself a lamb for a burnt offering. We reckon our old man dead, the old man, the old. Speaking of generational spirits of fear, well, I had a lot of those. Father God, I thank you, Lord. You're no respecter of persons. Help us all and help us all to know how to pray. You said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And who's righteous? Jesus is righteous. You're the only one who's righteous. You see, Jesus says only God is good in Mark 10:18, I think it is. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. So, Father, help us to how to pray the way you want us. We continue to cast all our care on you because you care for us. In Jesus' name, and even as you told us, to come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus. And even, I think T-Pace was reminding us, is be careful for nothing. In Philippians 4:6, be anxious, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, to you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. And the shalom, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, at least I can't figure it out, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Help us all to do that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Sabrina, you want to say something else?
No, I was saying amen.
Okay, praise God. So, Father, we have all these prayer requests, and we bring them before your throne of grace in time of need with a big brother Jesus, who's our high priest, who's ever living to make intercession for us. He died once. He can never die again. He is ever living to make intercession for us, and Christ is our life. We thank you, Jesus, for engraving our names in the palms of your hand. We thank you for making us all, not just NK, all of us, accepted in the Beloved, so we can do what you tell us to do in 1 Peter 5, casting all our care on you, Lord Jesus, because you care for us as we come before your throne of grace because of your righteousness, Lord. We pray concerning this issue concerning President Joe Biden claimed on Friday that Pope Francis had told him that he was a good Catholic and should keep taking communion. It says some people were rather disturbed about that, even outraged. Pointed out that Biden's pro-choice stance on abortion following his meeting, apparently somebody asked, when the reporters asked, had they discussed abortion? And he said, we just talked about the fact that he was happy, I was a good Catholic, and I should keep receiving communion. Father, we pray for this fellow called Pope Francis and all the other people that have bowed the knees to something other than the true and living God. In Jesus' name, people that have bowed their knees to idolatry, whether it's worship of self, whether it's a worship of the spirits behind Baphomet, whether it's the spirits behind the spirits of lust of flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, and every little statue of worshiping anything other than the true and living God. We thank you for Mary, but she was just a nice little Jewish girl that the Father God chose to breathe by the Holy Ghost, bring his son into this earth by that virgin, even as was prophesied in Isaiah chapter, was it 7:14. We thank you, Jesus is the, he is Emmanuel, God with us. You came in the flesh. But, Father, we pray for Joe Biden. You told us to pray for all those in authority. So we do that, Father, because you asked us to do that, Father, so we can live a quiet and peaceable life here in all godliness and honesty in Jesus' name. Where is that, Lord? It's in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2. Where's the, how many Jesus come back with that? 1 Timothy 2, starting at verse 1. Is that where it is, Lord? Am I in the wrong place? I'm in the wrong chapter. Praise the Lord. There we go. I exhort that for the first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men. So we give thanks for all men. That includes Joe Biden. Assuming he's still in his earthly body, he's a real man. He's not a clone or something, Father. You don't want clones. And we pray for this fellow called Pope Francis, Father, in Jesus' name, for kings and all that are in authority. We pray for all those that are in authority, including those in authority in every nation, Father God, that we, all the people, can live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. But this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men, all human beings created in the image of the living God, who will have all men to be saved, to be sozo, actually. That's where it says sozo in the Greek. Saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God is true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, as Bill posted that from John 14:6. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's, Father, it's so awesome that you sent your son, that light, to show us the path, how we get to go to heaven. When we turn from that old man and turn to Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Turn from the darkness to light. For there is one God and one mediator. Thank you, Jesus. You're the mediator. Mary is not the mediator. There is one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Jesus, you have power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. And you said you did. And I think John 10:17, somewhere in there. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep in John 10:11. What did he give? He gave his blood for us. Did he give it for Biden? Did he give it for Francis? As far as I know, if they're human beings, because he made of all men one blood, he gave it for all of us. He loves every human being. So, Father, if you could save Khrushchev, and he apparently repented before he left this world from what Pat Holliday told us, Father God, and he was the one who was slamming his shoe and the UN and all that, wanting to bring communism into this nation. I know they've been working diligently to try to bring communism to this nation and get rid of the faith in the true and living God. But, Father God, he came back to his mother's apron strings as an old man, Father God, and repented. So, Father God, we ask you to do what you said you would do. You sent the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. It's not my job. That's the Holy Ghost's job. You sent the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, Father God, just like it says in John 16:8. We ask you to do that for Francis, for Joe, and all these people, that with all those in authority, Father God. If you can do it for Nancy P., if you can do it, Nancy Pelosi, any one of these people that need it, for Kay Harris, all these people, whether they're transgender or whatever they are, we ask you to grant them the gifts, Father God, of repentance and whatever they need, the gifts of repentance, the acknowledging of the truth, that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil. Obviously, most Catholics, people who consider themselves to be Roman Catholics, think it's a sin to kill babies. But some people haven't found that out yet. Some people think it's a really good idea. They even want to support a bioweapon because it's going to knock out all kinds of people. But maybe they're doing it ignorantly, Father. I don't know. You know their hearts. I don't know anybody else. I don't even know my own heart. Only you, Lord. Only you, Heavenly Father, know the hearts of all people. So we ask you, Father God, to translate those that can be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, because you're able to do it. You can do exceeding abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine, and help people to wake up to the fact that maybe this Catholic Pope is not really supporting the true Catholic traditions, not to mention the actual scriptures in the Bible, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we ask you to save his soul if you can, and Joe Biden's soul, and Kay Harris, and all those in authority, Father, and grant them the gifts of repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, because you said the servant of the Lord must not strive, But be gentle unto all men, apt to teach in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, that God peradventure will grant them the repentance, the acknowledging of the truth, that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil. And I repent and renounce for entertaining any anxious thoughts, Father God. Even as someone told me when I was concerned about a family member, did you give that person to Jesus yet? I was floored. Absolutely floored. I hadn't even thought of it. So, Father, I thank you for Dr. Sabrina. I thank you for Bill. I thank you for all your saints. I thank you for teaching all of your children, teaching all of us. I need to be taught. We all need to be taught. And you said, all of my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. And you said, you will not forsake the work of your own hands. So, Father, if you can get through to Joe and Francis and all these people, get through to them, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we bind all the spirits supporting this demonic so-called Satan's holiday of Halloween on the end of the month, Father. In Jesus' name, we bind every spirit and all the witchcraft curses and all the witches and all the wizards and all those that are gathering their sacrifices, getting ready, vying for power and doing all their nastiness. We bind every one of those ungodly spirits because Jesus says in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He says, first bind the strong man in Matthew 12:29 and in Mark 3:27. So Satan, you the mind binder, are perpetually bound. You, the mind binder, calling evil good and good evil, we can't see your assignments. To all those who think they're Christians and think it's just fine and dandy to go out trick-or-treating, think it's fine and dandy to gather who knows what from whoever's houses in Jesus' name. Father, including all the family members of every believer, all those that like to dye Easter eggs, maybe they never heard the story that this was done as a ritual, taking eggs and dyeing them in the blood of children. Maybe they never heard about where Halloween actually came from. Maybe they haven't read Pat Holliday's book yet. Father, we ask you, Father God, to teach them, Father, by your Spirit. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, Father God, to them as well, and draw many in the valley of decision, and make those things, particularly for all the family members of every believer, and all the children, Father, we've been praying for all the children. Make those things that are offensive to you, Father, to be offensive to them, and those things that are pleasing to you to be pleasing to each one we've interceded for, including all the family members of every believer, all the children, the children believers, the children unbelievers, and even the parents of the children, Father God. And I think if so many people are actually starting to wake up, they found out, well, why do I want to have my child injected to protect him with an unproven vaccine, which is not a vaccine anyway, to protect him against something he's got a 99.9999 whatever the percent chance of recovering from anyway. Well, how silly is this? So we bind the root causes of fear and all the strategies that Satan's used. Satan, all your strategies are bound. Every one of your demons, every one of your unknowns are bound. Every set of pride. Well, I know better because Dr. So-and-so said that. We bind every one of those spirits of humanism, intellectualism, pride, rebellion, antichrist, unloving, every ungodly spirit of feet running to mischief. We bind every one of your underling Satan, and we cancel their demonic assignments from our position seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Proverbs, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe, or completely safe in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your blood all over each and every one of us. We overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Satan, you're bound. Every single one of your underlings is bound in Jesus' name, not only according to Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19. In the word of God that's forever settled in heaven, in Jesus' name, you're perpetually, continually bound. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. He might destroy the works of the devil, it says in 1 John 3:8. And Jesus said, Father, I finished the work thou gavest me to do. And he cannot lie. He not only speaks the words his Father gave him to speak. He's God the Word. He's from eternity past. He's always been with his Father. And that we thank you, Jesus, you're willing to take all of our sin in yourself. My sin was enough. But all of our sin in your own body on that tree to take away our curses from us as far as the east is from the west, according to Psalm 103. Thank you for your extravagant grace. Whoa, he loved us so much. That perfect love that casts out all fear. If God loved us that much, that he sent his Son and actually set him forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, a sacrifice, a substitute sacrifice, the just for the unjust. I wasn't just. Jesus is the Holy One and the just. Like it says in Acts, Acts 3:14, I think it is, the just for the unjust, like it says in Peter, 1 Peter 3:18. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid. Father, we ask you to wake up the parents, the children, everyone. Turn them away from the things that are offensive to you, Father God. Translate from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Satan, you and all your underlings perpetually continually bind. Yes, for our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, there may be no further flow of power communication from the demons from the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who've interceded for, including all the children from henceforth and forevermore, and everyone we've interceded for at any time, including all the family members of every believer, all the friends of every believer, neighbors of every believer, co-workers of every believer, and all the children, everyone we've interceded for, even the neighbors of our relatives, the relatives of our neighbors, in Jesus' name. We command, cancel the demonic assignments in Jesus' name, continually, instantly, immediately, and every witchcraft curse standing against each and every one of us, all the saints, all those coming into the body of Christ to return continually, instantly, immediately, at least sevenfold on the heads of the demons that sent them to do to them what they intended to do to us in Jesus' name. For Jesus said, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. In Job, was that, Lord, 22:28, as a joint heir with Christ, as it is written in Romans 8, 15-17, in Jesus' name. And it says in Psalm 79:12, and render unto our neighbors, those demons, sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. And we pray for the witches, Lord, and the warlocks, and the wizards, and the sorcerers, and all those that are involved with all the different cults and different Baphomet and all these things, from Freemasonry and all these things from New Age. We bind every one of those demons in Jesus' name. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Put gags in their mouth, may not speak to any one of us, any one of our family members, all those who are in the state of, we disconnect ourselves from all ungodly spirits, including all generational iniquity spirits and family spirits in Jesus' name, including all those coming down the family line, from all those who ever had any ancestors that were involved in Freemasonry, any other occultic practice or witchcraft, in Jesus' name. And I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, because if we die with him, we shall also live with him. And guess what? And that's what the grace of God is all about. It's that we died with him. We reckon ourselves dead to trying to figure it all out. Thank you for Proverbs 3, all of Proverbs 3. It's so astonishing. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to figure it out. Jesus is our head. He's our mind. He's the brain. He's more than just brains. He's the heart, the compassion by Father God's love working through him to raise us up from the dead. And we thank you for raising us up by that same blood covenant. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect, complete, and every good work working in you that was as well-pleasing in his sight. We thank you, Father, for keeping us at the apple of your eye. We thank you how to keep each and every one of us and all of our family members, including the sister called in for her children. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing all the prayers for all of our children, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because you know if we care about them, you care about them even more. You sent your son to bleed and die for each one. Yes, for Joe and Francis and each one of us, Lord. All the children, you don't have grandchildren. You only have children, Father. And we pray, Father God, in spiritual warfare for all the children, even as the third prayer request, Father God, in Jesus' name, we bind up every spirit behind Halloween. We put them all in individual cages. We thank you for sending your beating warring angels, Father God, to fight for all the children, warring, linking angels round about each one of us. We thank you, Father, for your glory for defense, particularly for all the family members, every believer, even as you said in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. And this is the glory of children and their fathers. Father, we thank you for keeping us by the power of your name. Your name is I Am That I Am. Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. That's the blood of Jesus. We have the blood on our lips and on our heart. That's the power of the covenant, because God is looking for that blood. When I see the blood upon the houses where you are, we continue to plead the blood over every lintel and every post, every door, every window, even every computer screen, every access to each and every one of us, every phone, every access to each every single one of us, and every member of the body of Christ, and all those who have been interceding, including all their children. Yes, all their little children just tapping away on their little iPhones. Father, we ask you to make each one have a hunger and a thirst, a profound hunger and a thirst for your righteousness, Lord, in Jesus' name. And you asked us to pray, Lord. You said prayers and spiritual warfare for the children. There's a story about a Florida school board member revealed backlash this week after she took an elementary school class on a field trip to a gay bar with suggestive menu items. The Broward school board member, Sarah Lenardi, posted photos of the school trip on Facebook and Twitter on Wednesday, which showed the masked children sitting inside the rainbow-themed bar. Quote, I was so honored to be invited to chaperone Woolton Manors Elementary's field day to the incredible Rosies. The students and I had a fun walk over and learned a lot about our community. What community is that? Lenardi wrote, before thanking the bar for hosting this special field trip every year, an indication that this was not the first time such a trip took place. Father, we ask you to deliver all the children. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You said if two of you on earth, in Matthew 18:19, two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. And you don't want one of these little ones to perish. It says in Matthew 18:14. So we ask you to deliver each one from every attack, attacking their spirits, attacking their souls, attacking their eye gate, their ear gate. Take heed what you hear. We're supposed to fix our eyes on what, Jesus? Are we supposed to fix our eyes on Satan? No, we're supposed to fix our eyes on the good things in life, the nice things that you created. And we thank you, Father God, for creating your children. They're your children, for the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof, like it says in Psalm 24, and confirmed elsewhere in, where is that, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, around verse 26, I think it is, and certainly many other places. Father, we ask you, they're your children. We ask you to teach your children, and we ask you to teach the parents and teach those that are responsible for their schooling, and cause the parents to yank their kids out of ungodly schools or being taught nasty, nasty things and trying to force them to be given vaccines against the parents' wills. I heard it happened to, a student in Louisiana or someplace, 16-year-old minor, he got to sign for his okay to get the jab so he can have mRNA DNA in him instead of having the DNA that God wants in him. Or that's RNA, excuse me. But still, is it ideal? I don't think it's ideal. He's the potter. We're the clay. So, Father, we ask you to give all these parents and all the teachers hunger and thirst for what you want, and cause the parents to wake up and rise up and yank their kids out of the public schools and start new schools, homeschools, or whatever you want them to do. God, we thank you, Father God. I want you can do exceeding abundantly because, and like I think it was some previous president, may actually still be president, suggested that maybe the money should follow the students. And if the parents take the students out of the public schools, they just start new schools and the money goes with them. The public raised money follows the students. I think that's a wonderful idea. We ask you to inspire the politicians and those that have not listened to you very much recently, Lord, to wake up and listen to you, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and you're the Lord of lords and King of kings. We put gags in the mouth of every one of those demons of blackmail and every ungodly spirit trying to cause the politicians, who were not even elected, those are put in there by blackmail and other things, to actually hear the living God and do what you want. If you get a hold of Khrushchev, if you get a hold of Saul of Tarsus, to bow the knee to the living God who showed up as a light brighter than the noonday sun, you know how to get a hold of these parents and the students and the teachers and all those in the different schools, and particularly the public schools, in Jesus' name. And with Father, we ask, Father, and also in agreement concerning the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, had emergency authorization for using the so-called Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA vaccine against COVID-19 on children between the ages of 5 and 11, following unanimous approval by a quote-unquote advisory panel. Interesting, who was on the advisory panel. Quote, the authorization was based on the FDA's thorough and transparent evaluation of the data, as they were given bucks under the table, that includes input from independent advisory committee experts who are on the payroll with Pfizer, who overwhelmingly, I've added that, because that's what I just found out, most of them were, who overwhelmingly voted in favor of making the vaccine available to children in this age group. Available is one thing. Mandatory? Not so nice. The agency said on Friday, Father, if you're waking the people up, and there are airline pilots who are saying, well, we hear that this isn't the best thing. I heard about a pilot who got a jab, and then he had a blood clot and actually had a heart attack and died while he's flying this huge plane with all these people on board. And we know that people flying planes are at risk for getting blood clots anyway. And we hear about many people getting blood clots causing all kinds of problems, kind of with different situations, even strokes and heart attacks and people getting paralysis and things that look like Guillain-Barré syndrome, and people are getting myocarditis and all kinds of things. Father God, in fact, myocarditis is much, much higher in teenage people who had the vaccine. In fact, the studies from other countries, including the United Kingdom, and I think it was Sweden, is that where it was? I think it was, showed that the people in the hospitals, so-called diagnosed with COVID, were all at least double jabbed, some of them triple jabbed. So, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to cause the people in this nation to actually expose the truth and cause people to even just look at the VAERS data. If there's more than almost 18,000, maybe it's more than that now, 18,000 people who have died just in this country from getting the jab, and they say they only report 1%, kind of, could that be, well, I mean, if it's 10%, that's 170,000. If it's 1%, it's, whoa, that's a whole lot. So, Father God, we ask you, Father God, and they pulled previous so-called vaccines when they just had like 51. Oh, that's before the drug companies were given immunity by our wonderful government. How nice of them to do that. And how nice that the advisory panel all had connections with Pfizer, at least the vast majority of them. Father, we ask you to bring to light what's been going on, Father, and cause the people to wake up in Jesus' name. We ask you the people to wake up, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because you know how to do that, Lord. You know how to wake up the sleeping giant. You know how to wake the people, not just in this nation, every nation. We thank you, Father, waking up the people in Australia, waking up the people in many places, many, many people, people in the Army. I've heard most of the Marines are refusing to get the jab. We thank you for that, Father. We give you praise and honor, even if it means a dishonorable discharge. Must be pretty important for them not to want to get the jab if they're willing to get a dishonorable discharge and they really wanted to be in the Marines. And all these people that are saying, no way, Jose, all the firefighters from Chicago say, no way, Jose, we're not going to do this. We thank you, Father. You're able to wake them up, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for bringing to light what needs to be brought to light, Father, in Jesus' name, even as you said in Matthew 10:26, in Jesus' name. I don't have to, you wanted me to call on your remembrance, Lord. You said in your word, 10:26, Jesus says, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. We ask you to hasten your word to perform it, Father. And we thank you, Father God. We know many people in the so-called Biden regime or deep state, all those people connected with the Western Central Bank, which has nothing to do with the U.S. government, nothing further to do with the benefit of this nation, only has to do with lining the pockets of the international bankers, Father God. We ask you to wake up the people, what's really going on. What's really going on behind the scenes, Father God? And it's not. And they're doing things so fast, so fierce, so fast and fierce. They're trying to get people jabbed. Why are they so scared that people are going to find out that the vaccine is not for their benefit? Why are they trying to tell people, oh, you need to get a third jab, fourth jab? Why are they not revealing what's really going on? I even my own sister, oh, God, have mercy on our family members that have done this and made the mistake, Father God. We bind that spirit of ungodly fear in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. And, Father, even if those in Vermont is the most vaccinated state in the nation. So many people in the hospital with COVID. Is that a coincidence? Could it be a coincidence? And Florida, and they have the fewest number of COVID cases in the hospital. They think a little bit more vitamin D or more sunlight and helpful things. But Father, get people to taste like and some of them over and take away their 25 minutes. HCQ and ivermectin are working diligently to take away. But at least they have some natural things you can still get. And we thank you for vitamin D. We thank you for vitamin D.
All time, you are still.
out of life. It shall do what? It shall bring.
Some have called you Lord, but now they serve another.
Psalm 22, and the service looks like pretty miserable, right? Politicians know that this is about what they're doing. Have to think of all out of their life.